Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship. So good to be together. As we prepare our hearts to worship today, we are going to just let ourselves sit in this beautiful truth that we have a God who loves us like crazy. I hope that never becomes old news and that never fails to make our hearts just stop for a moment and stand in awe of his goodness. The one who knows us completely. Loves us completely. That is good news. And so as we prepare our hearts to just let that sink deeper and deeper this morning, do you hear these words from Romans 8? What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's pray together. Father God, we hear this promise this morning that right now, Jesus Christ is at your right hand, interceding for us, lifting up the prayers deep in his heart for each one of us. Could we just take a moment, oh God, in silent reflection to maybe try to listen in as Jesus prays for us? Could you help us hear what he's saying, what his heart longs for us? Thank you, O God, that the prayer our Savior lifts up for us is a prayer of love and grace. The very one who has given everything so we might know that we are fully loved. Could we receive this gift of your love this morning, O God? Could you heal our hearts in all the places that we have pushed against it? And would you send us out of this place just a little while from now to share that same love far and wide with a world, a community that so desperately needs to know that there is a God who is recklessly, wildly, extravagantly in love with them. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll turn your Bibles to Luke chapter 13, we continue on in our journey through the Gospels with the stories of Jesus. Verse 31. At that very hour, some Pharisees came to him and said, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Would you pray with me? Living God, we now turn to your word because our hearts need to hear from you. We have sung out our praise to you. the best words that we know to tell you how much we love you, how much we need you, how worthy you are. And now, oh God, we need to hear your words over us. We believe that if you really are as this mother hen, that you want your children to receive from the goodness of your heart. And so would you open our ears? Would you free us of any distractions that we brought in the room? And would you just let us be fully present to whatever it is you have for us, O God? We ask your Spirit to help us hear whatever it is you want us to hear. And so you might help us be whoever it is you want us to be. So you might help us do whatever it is you want us to do. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Did you know that your Jesus is wildly, unconditionally, unashamedly, totally in love with you? Do you know that? You are so loved, longed for, even delighted in. Jesus really does love you. Do you believe it? Are you convinced of it? Have you heard the good news? And it's still good news. Jesus really, really does love you. Today's story, in just about 5 verses, he tries to show us just how much. The Pharisees, they come to him with a warning. This story, they're his friends. They're helping him out. They say, Jesus, Herod is out to kill you. Get out of town and quick. Jesus responds unintimidated. Go tell that fox. I've got work to do and I won't be deterred. You see, as always, Jesus knows his mission. And there's no jealous king, no matter how much power he has, whose threats are going to keep Jesus from it. He is resolute. He's going to go wherever he needs to go to rescue his children who need rescuing. And Jesus knows, good and well, that this path soon enough is going to lead him right into the heart of Jerusalem, where he now is fully aware the king is waiting for him. This place where his suffering is inevitable. Jesus loves you so much that he gladly chose the hard way, the Jerusalem way, for you. Jesus loves you so much that he didn't run away when the Pharisees said, watch out, you might die. But instead, he willingly walked toward Jerusalem for you. Jesus loves you so much that he would rather die than not get to share his life with you. Did you know? Did you know that you are wildly, unconditionally, unashamedly, totally loved by your Jesus? Did you know it? Loved enough that he would choose the hard way for him because it was the best way for you. This is the real deal. This vulnerable kind of love. This kind of love that leads you to struggle more so another might get to struggle a little bit less. That is the deepest kind of love. All parents know this kind of love, especially parents who watch their adult children wrestle with all their different demons, thinking namely the demon of addiction. You know this hard way of love. You're always asking, what is the right way to love them back? I'll do whatever is right, no matter how much it hurts me. I'll open the door and I'll let them in, or I'll refuse to open the door. And that's the harder option sometimes. But if that's the best shot I have at bringing this child back to life, if it hurts me, I will do it if it gives them a shot at living. You've shed tears over every decision, never sure if it was the right one, not knowing if you're doing it right, but you're willing to stay in this struggle that you didn't even ask for, just hoping that your hard way helps them somehow find the good way. Some of you, you work extra hours so your kids can play on the select team because you never got to. And some of you stay quiet about your own aches and pains so you can care for your spouse who you know needs you more. Some of you give up your 1 week of vacation a year to go and hang out with kids and teenagers at summer camp the hard way. Some of you can't build up a savings account for your life because you just keep on lending a hand to that loved one that's just trying to get back on their feet. You feel like, I just can't get ahead. I'm choosing the hard way, trying to help them have a way. The hard way for love. Your path of struggle, so their struggle might be a little less. That's the Jesus way. That's the Jesus we have. Leave Jerusalem, Jesus. Herod is trying to kill you. Oh no, I've got work to do. I've got hard work to do so that my children might get a fighting chance at life. I will walk towards Jerusalem. That's the Jesus way. My life laid down so y'all might live. So you might know that you are wildly, unashamedly, unconditionally, totally beloved by Jesus Christ himself. Jesus loves you so much. He chose the hard road for him, for you. And he would do it again and again. Jesus, he turns toward Jerusalem then with this lament. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. You mamas in here, you don't need a preacher up here to explain this one to you. You know exactly how Jesus feels when he speaks these words. You know, mother hen, mother human, turns out mothers are mothers are mothers. And like a mother hen frantically tries to gather her babies under her wings, that's how my heart longs for my children, Jesus says. Jesus chooses the mother hen when he wants to give us a glimpse into how his heart beats for us. Isn't that beautiful? Have you ever been around a mother hen? They're not really cute and cuddly, are they? They're feisty. If you're a threat to their babies, they'll put their head down and they'll stick their neck out and they will charge you head on. They don't care how many feet tall you are. And they'll bite and they'll claw and they'll squawk, that terrible squawk, until your ears are ringing and you're like, I surrender. And when there's a predator nearby, that mama, she'll spread out her wings as far and as wide as she can. And she'll call her babies over. And they'll come, and she'll cover them up, and she'll hide them from whatever it is that's around the corner. There they are, right there with her. Do you know what that means? It means the fox, the coyote, whatever it is, if it's going to take someone down today, it's going to have to be that mama before it's any one of her babies. That's what that means. Mother hens, they're known to take on a snake one-on-one. They just grab him in the middle of their body and they shake him around until they're dead. They're amazing. They don't have sharp teeth and they don't have these big crazy claws. But what they do have is this great big old mama's heart. And that makes them a force to be reckoned with. When Jesus shows us his heart, he points to the mother hen. Isn't that amazing? He points to the mother hen, saying, I'm not the kind of Savior who's going to come out fighting with swords and bombs and armies. But I'm the one who's got this great big old heart for my children that leads me to put my neck on the line to take death head on so these little ones might have a shot at living. Mother hens, they're not just mean, lean, defending machines. They're nurturers, too. They sit on those eggs for weeks and weeks. And their care when those little chicks are born. And their wings, those little chicks can come and rest easy knowing that mama's got this. Those chicks under that mama's care, they can eat and they can grow. In those wings, those chicks can become what that mama dreams for them to be. The strong, healthy, mature chickens on their own a little ways down the road. And you know what's beautiful? Is that most hens, they don't just nurture and protect their very own. But they will gladly adopt a baby chick that's been abandoned by its mama. One of my favorite preachers, Barbara Brown Taylor, she tells this story about little chicks that she raises. And she says that there's this one specific hen in her brood that she knows is the go-to one for the orphans. She says, anytime I come and there's a baby that needs a mama, I take the babies down and I slide them under the sleepy hen. And the next morning, she says, they're trailing around behind her while she shows them the ropes of staying alive. Look, food, she squawks when I throw corn, and they all come running. Run for cover, she yells, when a hawk passes overhead, and they'll dive under her wings. She says, you know, I ought to trust her by now. Yet every time I introduce her to a new baby with nowhere else to go, I can feel the back of my throat get tight. Please, please don't peck this baby, I plead. It's so little, it's never laid its eyes on any mama but you. Then I stick the chick in the cage with her, sitting down where I can watch what happens. The baby cheeps. The hen doesn't move. The baby cheeps again. The hen stays where she is. The baby takes a few steps toward her. The hen lifts her wings. Come to mama, honey. When Jesus tells us about his heart for us, he says it is like a mother hen. Does that take your breath away like it does mine? This is our God, you guys, the living God, the creator of all, mighty over the oceans, says he is like a mother hen. Does that not take your breath away? Thank you. A Savior who opens his arms to all who have felt orphaned and abandoned and rejected and afraid and so little bitty in a really scary world. To those who are lost and vulnerable and tired. He opens his wings and says, come home to me, dear one. Come to mama. Who doesn't need to hear that sometimes? Does it get any more beautiful than this? The Lion of Judah, come to mama. That's our Jesus. Mother hens, their greatest heartache is that they can't make those babies stay under their wings for the life of them. Those little ones, they're just so darn curious. And some are just so darn rebellious. And some are just not the brightest crown in the box. And so they scatter. And they sneak off, and they do all their own things, and they don't know any better about where to go, where the wolves hang out. They just don't know. They don't know. They think that they can make a living on their own, and they get so far from mama that they don't know where to find her when the hunger pangs set in. And those mama hens, she just runs around with her wings spread wide, telling them, now stay close, you guys, you hear? Stay close, you guys. Let me do the heavy lifting around here. You're never expected to be the one to fight off the bad guy alone. I'm your mother hen. I'm here. Stay close now. You hear? Let me be the mother hen. You just come under my wings and just let yourself grow up in my tender, nurturing care. Wings spread as far as she can spread them. Cries for her babies as loud as she can. And still there are some that she just has to watch go their own way. And it breaks her heart every time. Because that mother hen, she knows it's too much for them. She knows the beasts out there are too many and they're too small. And she knows the nights are too cold and their little feathers aren't thick enough yet. And she knows that they aren't meant to take it on alone, that they're not going to make it alone. And yet the mother hen, she can't chain up her babies under her wings and make them stay there. All she can do is spread her wings and let out her cry and then still watch some go. When Jesus described his heart for us, he said it's like a mother hen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, children of God, how I have longed for you to let me help you, carry you, protect you, love you. How I have longed for you to stay close, you hear? Let me rock you in my arms, but you wouldn't have me. You wouldn't have me. Rather than force you to love me, I'll just keep my wings open. And I'll just keep offering out my cry, child, come home. And hopefully you'll come. And if you choose, I will be ready to wrap you in my arms. If you want to scatter with tears streaming down my face, I'll let you scatter. Jesus, our mother hen. Anyone here today have a story of abandonment? A mama or a daddy who didn't want you? Or the person who was supposed to love you woke up one day and said they didn't anymore? And you've spent your entire life now wondering if you are worthy of love at all. When Jesus tells us about his heart, he says, I'm the mother hen. Wings spread wide. What he's saying is, I want you. With everything I've got, come to mama, dear one. I couldn't love you anymore. Come home. Some of you are like, she keeps saying Jesus is mama. I can't get past that. Get past that. You're missing the point. You've got a line of Judah Jesus who says, I'm like a mother hen. Get past that. He's showing you his love. I want you with everything you've got. You're worthy. He's saying, my embrace, it is for you. Come home to Jesus. Let him claim you and heal you and hold you close. There's no orphans. There's no abandonment in these great wings. Anyone in here have a story of shame this morning? You went off like a scattered chick and you made a mess of your life. And you are just sure that God is disappointed in you. I told you the story before about my uncle. He was the oldest of five kids, a preacher's family who grew up with very little money. The thing he had going for him is he was a great basketball player. And so he got a full ride to a great school to go play basketball back in Texas. And boy, he was the pride and joy of the family. BB was going to be something. The church sent him off. The family talked about him. They couldn't wait to see. And plus, free education. That's great. His first couple months in college, he got in with a few friends that weren't the best examples. And he made some really bad choices. Ended up breaking into a home, stealing some stuff, got arrested, got kicked off the basketball team. With that, there goes the scholarship. He talks about that drive home at 18 years old, trying to figure out, how am I going to face mom and dad? How am I going to tell them they just sent me off with beaming blessings a few months ago, and here I am with nothing? He gets to the door, and he knocks on it. They open it, and he just starts bawling. And he said, I've messed everything up. I've lost everything. And he said his mom and his dad, they just began to weep too. And they wrapped their arms around him and they just stood there and they cried together. And they just said again and again, we love you. We love you. We love you. We'll figure it out. We love you. Did you know that Jesus, the mother hen, that he loves you like that? Did you know that he's not mad at you? Did you know that his mother hen arms have never stopped being open to you? Did you know there was never a day he walked around like this? Never. Because mother hens can't even do that. Did you know that? And did you know that as he saw you drift away, he just stretched out those wings farther and farther so you could see them if you dared to look back? Come home. Let him wrap you up and let him tell you today, I've never not loved you. I'm not mad at you. I still call you my dear son. I still call you my precious daughter. Anyone in here have a story of wandering this morning? I feel like you've been far from home, just trying to make your own way. Nothing rebellious necessarily, just kind of doing your own thing. Life, you know. I remember the day that I arrived on American soil after 2 years in the Middle East. I've been so anxious that whole plane ride. I was going to be back in the land of Chick-fil-A and Target and English. And the best part, back in the land of my people, my family. And I landed at DFW Airport and I'm getting my bag from baggage claim and I turn around and there they are. My family, and oh my gosh, they couldn't wait to see me, and I couldn't wait to see them. It had been 2 years, and we ran together, didn't care who was looking, and I'm not a huge hugger, and we hugged each other in public. We were back together. It's beautiful. And we began to drive home, and I see all these signs in English. I felt like it was my place. And they said, where do you want to eat? Any restaurant, your choice. We picked my favorite restaurant. And then I got back to their house, and they had just packed the pantries with all my favorite snacks. And Mom was ready with a week's worth of meals, and my room was set up all around me. They were saying, you're home. Our baby's come home. We're so glad that she's home. And I just had this feeling of this warm embrace that came over me after 2 years of a long journey. Wanderers, that's how it is with Jesus. He's ready to pick you up right where you are. No matter what we've been dabbling in, no matter what we've been running from. And he's ready to hug us in front of all the people and all the strangers and say, this is my child and they're finally home. And he's ready to lean in and listen as you tell him all about where you've been and what you've heard and what you've learned and what you're probably not going to do again. And he's got this table, and it's full of soul food, and it's ready for you. And your room with him, it's all set up. He's already said so. It's this mother hen image leaping around the house, just so giddy that her kiddo is coming back home. Wanderers, would you share that joy with your Jesus? Would you come back under his wings? That's where you belong. Home. Anyone in here feel weak this morning? Fully aware that you're just a little bitty chick in a big bad wolf world? Anyone feel like the tears are always just right there? I remember one of my weakest moments in this room right here. It was right after the funeral of my friend Steve Emmerich. Many of y'all were there. My second year here, Steve had become a dear friend. You know, he would come in my office every day, or not every day, every week. And he would just walk in and say, how's it going, kiddo? He had no agenda. He didn't want anything from me. He just wanted to see how I was doing. Oh my gosh, what a friend. That first year and a half, he had me to his house multiple times to share a meal with his family. Steve and Cheryl had become like family to me. And as you know, he got pancreatic cancer and it took him fast. It was one of my first funerals to do here. And I was the new pastor and I was going to be strong. And so I was going to take care of his family. I was going to put together the service, and I was going to make it good. And I was, Jamie, be strong, be strong, be strong. And I did. I did. And I prayed the final prayer of Steve's benediction. And I sat right there on that front pew. And it just broke. Everything in me just came out, and I began to weep. I was weak. And my dear friend Peggy came right here. And she sat by me. She didn't say anything. She just put her arms around me. And we sat here. And she just let me be a little bit weak for a little while. She said, you be you, and I'll hold this space for you. It was like the mother hen that says, you don't have to be the strong one. Just be you, and I will hold this space for you. You. When a mom sees her child's lips start to quiver, she doesn't turn away. She brings him close and she says, let me hold you. I'll be strong. You just let it out. It's okay to be weak because I'm the mother hen here. Those whose lips are quivering today, let it out in the arms of your Jesus. He'll be strong. You just be you. And his mother hen embrace. Some of you are still stuck on, she's saying he's mother hen. You're missing it still. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Some people are missing it still, but not most people. Jesus compared his heart for us to a mother hen. A mother hen. Really? Really? Aren't God supposed to be like raging bulls or holy bulls or soaring eagles? Something intimidating, something glorious. What kind of God compares himself to a mother hen? Something so vulnerable that gets eaten by almost everything on the food chain. Something so ordinary, even poor people can own one. Can't afford a goat, just get a hen. Something that's so prone to heartache. Little chicks, they get snatched up every day. Something that keeps choosing the hard way of love, still laying eggs again and again. Maybe this one will get to live. A hen, never forceful, but always open and always calling. Come home. Come home. What kind of God loves like that? Jerusalem. Jerusalem. How often I have longed to gather you beneath my gentle wings. Jerusalem, children of God, could you just put your name there this morning? Jamie, Jamie, how I have longed to gather you beneath my gentle wings. What kind of God loves us like that? Your Jesus. Did you know? Did you know that you are wildly, unconditionally, unashamedly, totally loved by Jesus? Like a mother hen to you. Did you get a feather? Hope if you didn't get one, there's more on the way out. This is your feather. This is your feather. Hold it close to your heart this week. You know, every time a hen spreads her wings out wide, some feathers are going to fall off. Because it's vulnerable to love like that. But she just keeps spreading those wings out anyway, doesn't she? Just keeps asking her babies to come home, no matter how many feathers it's going to cost her. Each time you see your feather this week, might you hear your Jesus saying, I love you like this. I love you like this. Totally, vulnerably, tenderly, fiercely. And then might you come home to Jesus, scattered no more. Come home. Come home. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, mother hen, lamb of God, lion of Judah, all of these things you are, Wow. Only you, Jesus, could be all those things. Each one shows us a different picture of your incredible love for us. This morning, thank you for this reminder that your wings are spread wide, that you're calling out for your chicks, that you're eager to wrap us up and hold us close. As we cry in your care, as we rest in your care, as we get some courage mustered up in your care, and as we grow up in your care, we hear your call this morning, oh God, and my heart comes running to you. I pray my brothers and sisters too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.